This is Rob White Podcast, and today I want to talk about Ben Simmons. The reason I want to talk about Ben Simmons because it's pathetic, and I say it's pathetic, how a 6'11" point forward like Ben Simmons does not work on his craft, does not work on his game. I never seen somebody at his height, his stature, his size, his talent, his ability, scared to shoot the ball, scared to get fouled. Don't have a jump shot. Don't go right. I mean, this man runs the length of the court on a fast break, stops at the foul line, picks the dribble up and try to look to pass the ball. You're 6'11". You got strength. Go to the well like LeBron James or Kawhi Leonard or the Greek Freak. I mean, come on, it is very sickening. I'm from Philly. I watch Sixer games. Not a Sixer fan, but I watch the games, especially in the playoffs. Game 7, the closeout game. Grand opening, grand closing. This man took 5 shots, made 4 in the first half. This man was invisible in the second half. He was like the Gooch. Remember the Gooch on Different Strokes, Invisible Billy? That's who Ben Simmons was, invisible, but he wasn't the bully. The bully was Kawhi Leonard. The third best player in the NBA, Finals MVP, 2-time champion, Kawhi Leonard. You know why Kawhi Leonard is great? He works on his game. Ben Simmons, you got to work on your game. You got to have the 3 Ds, determination, discipline, and dedication. I'm not talking about playing 5-on-5 pickup games with other NBA players or former NBA players in luxury gyms in New York and LA or even in Australia. I'm talking about working on your game, weight room, working on your right hand, working on your footwork, working on the 15-footer mid-range, working on moving the ball, ball without screens, just everything. And you know what you need to do? You know who you need to call? You need to call Kobe Bean Black Mamba Bryant. That's what the Greek Freak did. That's what Kyrie Irving did. That's what Jason Tatum did. That's what Gordon Hayward did. That's what Kawhi Leonard did. They called the great Kobe Bryant. Ain't know what they did when they called Kobe Bryant? Ask. The Bible says you ask God, he will deliver. Ask Kobe Bryant, he will deliver and help you on your game. You can see the maturation in some players' game, like the Greek Freak. You could tell his game is evolving. The 15-footer ain't water yet, but it's getting there. But the other game is unguardable. I done seen the Greek Freak have business meetings with other NBA players on the court. The reason I say they have business meetings because they in the business. That's their business. That's their job. And when he in the business meeting with his other opponent, it don't go well for the other opponent. The other opponent have a horrible business meeting. The same thing with Kawhi Leonard. If you have a business meeting with Kawhi Leonard or Kevin Durant or LeBron James, 9 times out of 10, or Anthony Davis, 9 times out of 10, the business meeting for their opponent don't go well. And Ben Simmons, it don't make no sense. These players in the NBA, your peers are disrespecting you. They're laughing at you. They play off you. No, you're scared to shoot. You mean to tell me you had Jared Dudley out of all players in the NBA, a veteran, disrespecting your game and talking about you in the media with no hesitation, not even biting his tongue. My Lord, him, Jared Dudley, out of all people? Come on now, Ben. You're better than that. You're 6'11", point forward. You could be a point forward deluxe. That's what Scottie Pippen was. That's what Grant Hill was. Roddy McRae. Paul Presley. People like that. LeBron James. Work on your game. Be consistent. That's all. You play for a city that loves sports. Sports town. Philly. Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, the Soul, Phillies. If they see you working hard, you bring it every night, they will embrace you. They will love you. Ask Allen Iverson. Ask Charles Barkley. Ask Dr. J. Ask Moses. You can see how they love the great Moses Malone. See how they love the great Reggie White, Jerome Brown. See how they love Carson Wentz. Even though Randall Cunningham won the Super Bowl here, they love Randall Cunningham. Somebody loved the Phillies. Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley. Somebody loved them. They appreciate hardworking athletes. It's a hardworking town. Just bring it. Just work on your game. Leave the Hollywood stuff alone. Work on your game. And I guarantee you, work on your game. You work out with the right people, not your brother. You work out with the right people, be fine. That same tenacity you use in the gym working out, bring it to the NBA court. From November to April, hopefully in May and June. All right, that's all I got to say. Segment's about Ben Simmons today. Had to get it off my chest. This is Robert White Podcast. Talk to you.